Gino's family-owned restaurant in Hancock invites everyone in to see what's new and exciting, including walleye bites and new pesto bread dippers. Gino's has a great selection of winter drinks from the cocktail menu, including the new Green Grinch and Rudy's Red Nose Fizz that's loaded with exciting flavors, plus, of course, all of Gino's traditional drinks, including Tom and Jerry's, Hot Buttered Rum, and Mocktails. Hours at Gino's is 11 to 9, Tuesday through Sunday, closed on Monday.
And now it's time for the Bulldog Bite here on Mix 93. Chris Solani is here in the studios with us today. How you doing?
Good morning, Sam. Doing well, as always. How about you?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, it's another gorgeous morning. We talk about the weather usually as we get the kickoff here. Wednesday morning, June number 3. We're looking forward to a nice, sunny day throughout, a lot of activities going on, and then we'll look forward to the rest of what we can get as far as positive temps.
That's right. Sounds going to be decently hot today. Looks like 82 degrees.
I know. It's, again, wonderful to be able to have that feeling of the warmth and sunshine around us, for sure, right?
That's right.
Well, good. Hey, this morning we're going to talk, I think, just about everything under the umbrella, and we're really fortunate to have our high school and middle school principal with us, Miss Molly Chawartha. Good morning, Miss Chawartha. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Chris and Sam. And thanks for having me today.
It's wonderful to have you on.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, we have Principal Chawartha on this morning to talk, I just referenced, about everything under the sun, and certainly from the aspects of district operations from the high school and middle school. You know, a number of activities occur here at the end of the academic year, end of the school year, and I asked Molly to come on and talk about those aspects from the high school, middle school specifically. And so, we had an event yesterday with the middle school, and I guess I don't want to, I tend to do this, right? I start talking and I talk for other people. I don't want to do that anymore. So Principal Chawartha, why don't you give us kind of the overview, 30,000 foot here, the last couple weeks of the school time, and then some more specifics that you'd like to just try to relate to our audience.
All right. Well, it's hard to believe, but we've reached the final week of the school year. We have just 2.5 days remaining on a modified exam schedule. And you can definitely feel it in the hallways.
Yeah, so from the standpoint of where we're at here, you know, you just referenced exams. We start today for the high school and members of the middle school. Can you talk a little bit about that format, what we have going for our students, so the families and audience know what is in store for the kids here the last couple of days?
Sure. We have a modified schedule. So today, students have exams for first, third, and fifth periods. Tomorrow, they will be testing in second, fourth, and sixth. And then our final day on Friday, we will have a morning slot where students can make up any exams, and then end it off with our seventh period exam.
So this is a format that we've been working with for the last several years, where we extend our seven periods throughout the course of the 2.5 days, because Friday is a half day. And so can you just talk about some of the things that our faculty do to help support the students in preparation of the exams?
The teachers and staff have been working so hard. So while students are counting down their final days in school, our staff is still hard at work helping students prepare for their exams, finalizing grades, organizing their classrooms, and planning for next year.
Yeah, it certainly, you know, you referenced, as you know, as you first came on, the excitement, right? And so it's a balancing act right now of you know, the attention spans, of the excitement of being almost done with school, and then also maintaining that academic rigor that we need to ensure our students are still progressing, right? And so from that aspect, you know, our teachers put together their end of year examinations or other assessments that we have, and certainly we don't want to, from an educational standpoint, so to speak, bury the students with, you know, overburdening them with, you know, these over the top types of tests. But in the same token, you know, it is a culmination of their year long academic preparation and achievement. And so we want a good reflection of that in our assessments. And certainly, you know, the teachers take pride in providing both a supportive environment, you know, arranging the day, the schedule, as Principal Truartha just recognized, you know, first the odd number periods here today, even number tomorrow with a study hall component, as well as a makeup time, and then finally the seventh period. And so it hopefully allows for our students to get some proper balance, both from their own preparation and studying, on through to, I don't want to say those break times, but getting that little reprieve from that stressor, and then moving on to the next. So it's a really good environment. You know, Principal Truartha there has done a great job of setting the table for the faculty and staff, and then also having the students get themselves in line with these last couple days. So stepping away from the academic side a little bit, you know, we've had a number of activities over the course of the last couple weeks. Of course, we had May really was the focus for our seniors in anticipation and lead up to commencement activities and their graduation. And now the last week and a half or so, you know, it's been our underclassmen, right? So you want to talk a little bit about what we had yesterday for our students at the lower level?
Absolutely. So even with all the exam preparation, we've still found time to celebrate our students and their accomplishments. Yesterday, our middle school students enjoyed our Semester 2 Dog Day, which began with an honors assembly recognizing student leadership and achievement, followed by a picnic at McLean State Park, and prize drawings to cap off the day. It was a great opportunity to recognize students for their hard work and positive choices throughout the semester. We also had a celebration on Monday for the high school. We culminated our Mental Health Awareness Month of May, which was hosted by our Green Bandana Initiative. Throughout the month, students earned entries into prize drawings by participating in simple activities that promote positive mental health and well-being. And they earned prizes that ranged from water bottles and pickleball paddles to larger items like an inflatable paddleboard and an electric scooter. But most importantly, the program helped reinforce the idea that taking care of our mental health is just as important as caring for our physical health.
Absolutely. And a very appropriate time association, obviously, with the end of the school year, exams, and then heading to the summer. So certainly wonderful events. And I think one other thing I just want to touch on, and I know we discussed this in the past, but you referenced the dog days for the middle school. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on the program related to our dog component of the middle school?
Sure. So for a number of years, our middle school has utilized PBIS to recognize positive choices, positive behavior. And so students earn these tickets or dog bones for showing leadership. And we have this theme of LEAD, and LEAD stands for, loyalty. Oh man, now I'm going to mess it up because I'm on the spot.
Effort.
The A is adaptable. The D is dependable. The L is loyalty. And what is the E, Chris?
Effort.
I can't remember.
Is it effort?
One thing that's been happening is our school's really been trying to join together, and so we will be using a different acronym next year, and I think that's why I'm struggling with LEAD today, is because I'm so focused on our new acronym of RISE.
Yeah. So can you
RISE, so respect, integrity, SISU, and engagement. And so that's going to be rolling out in the fall for grades 6 through 12.
Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, so Sam here to turn me down because we were getting some feedback, so I was trying to respond to your question about lead, but that's okay. I was going to go into the next component of our MTSS and PBIS component, like reference that you just again went through with our RISE. And so certainly we are looking forward to the opportunity of, it's not really a transition, but the acronym we use obviously with from going from LEAD to RISE is very appropriate. You know, the reference to each of the letters and what they mean for our students, for our student body, for our faculty, staff, and families and community is very, very appropriate. And it's meaningful. And so that is an initiative that we're looking forward to. And can you just talk about that? You know, as we're coming to the end of the school year and, you know, students and families are going to enjoy the summertime and we come back into the fall in anticipation, what is that process going to look like as far as the RISE component as it is evolving more from our younger division within the high school, middle school, and up to the high school? So can you talk a little bit about that rollout?
Sure. So this fall we'll be rolling out RISE, and that is going to look like where staff are going to introduce behavior expectations. We will all have the same language that we're using. And the idea behind it is that, you know, we always might say, like, they should know better, they should know this. But really, research shows us that behavior must be taught and modeled, even for high school students. And so we're just all getting on the same page and being very clear about our expectations for our students. And then there's also a piece of that where we will be able to acknowledge students for the good things that they are doing. So, you know, when they're showing respect or integrity, or maybe they're showing sisu in a math class when they're really sticking with it, or they're fully engaged in their class and they're participating. And so our staff will have ways that they acknowledge the students. And so it's a really great program. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I think all of us are excited for it. Again, this is a kind of an evolutionary process for us in the district. You know, started with this model of LEAD at the middle school level, and it's matriculated up to the high school. We've had a component of that in Barkell Elementary for many years with the acronym of BARC, and it's more cohesive now from a K-12 model, and certainly having, as you just referenced, Principal Troy Arthur, that we're going to have the same language across the board that's uniform, you know, virtually from 6-12, and obviously with the partnership and coinciding of the elementary with their program, it's going to, you know, we're all going to be heading in the same direction, so to speak, and rowing the boat in the same way. So that's very appropriate. Again, we look forward to that. So just while, you know, I kind of only told you 10 minutes, and so I don't want to exhaust too much more time here of yours, but with the end of the year coming up in the summer and in, again, anticipation of fall, is there anything else that you'd like to add for our audience and on behalf of the programs in the district?
I guess I'd really like to express my gratitude to our families, our teachers, our staff, our community members for their continued work and support. Strong schools are built through strong partnerships, and we are so fortunate to have a community that consistently lifts up our students and staff. We are just so grateful to everyone who plays a role in making Hancock School such a special place. And so I would just like to say to everyone, thanks for a great year. We wish you all a safe, enjoyable summer, and we look forward to welcoming our students back in the fall.
Absolutely. On that note, thank you very much again for your time this morning and just a little bit of the recap update about the year of end activities and then our look forward to next year. So Principal Trawartha, have a great Wednesday. Try to enjoy some of the weather that we have. I know we're with exams and maybe some of those mind breaks that we have with the students. You'll be able to get outside with them.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure to have her on.
Absolutely. Always good to have our building leaders when we're able to have them on air. And then just kind of, you know, we have obviously a lot of different things going on throughout the school year, and we've had many different invitees. And so certainly as we come to the close, Molly's notes about where we're at today and, of course, her expression of thanks to our community members, our families, and the students, obviously, goes without question for mine as well. So I just want to, mimic those same sentiments from her to our audience. A couple things I do want to get out there before our time is up. Good luck today to our boys baseball team who advanced after district play to our regional tournament. They are competing this afternoon or late or early evening.
That sounds 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock at Gladstone. So they're playing in Gladstone against Menominee. And so a little bit different. This is the first time our baseball team has won the districts in many years, and there may be some people who are out there who didn't realize that we've had a district title before, but in the late teens, when the program was before COVID and former genre, it was pretty successful, and so this is another step in the right direction for the boys baseball team under head coach Luke Paul. And by the way, congratulations to Luke and his wife Taylor, who had their baby girl this past Saturday. And so just want to get that out there. If people weren't aware, certainly send your congratulations to them. So another addition to the family, another busyness to the household, but in the same token, a wonderful experience. And certainly I know Luke is going to have another wonderful experience here today with regard to the game. Certainly best of luck to them and moving forward on with that opportunity. Anyway, and then this coming Saturday, our softball team is also playing in a regional tournament. They defeated Lake Linden last Friday in a stellar matchup, and they'll be playing in Lake Linden. So Lake Linden is hosting the regional tournament for softball, and we are actually gonna be playing Norway, which has been a common opponent for our program and actually for our district winners the last several years, as they've been predominantly coming out of their district as well. So looking forward to a very exciting contest on Saturday, certainly today. And I do need to note, I think I didn't mention this, but not only did the girls have a great win against Lake Linden on last Friday for their softball district tournament play, but the boys had two tremendous games, just as a recap on how they got to where we're at today. They were successful in their game against Westwood in the semifinal on Friday, obviously. And it was the bottom of the seventh inning to come back, to earn the win, I should say, with a little rally there. It was a very competitive game. And then the championship game against Superior Central, the team was down several runs. I believe it was 8-3. They were down going into last bats in the game, and they came up with an amazing rally and ended up winning, obviously, 9-8 to take the district title and so advance to today's contest against Menominee. So, again, kudos to the programs for their continued achievement. Good luck to the teams, as I said, both today for the baseball team and then on Saturday for the softball team.
All right, well, that's some exciting stuff, and honestly, that's the best way to win a game, coming from behind.
Well, yes, but for those that grew up playing baseball or softball, or you watch it, whatever it is, and you always have those thoughts of, last inning down so many runs, two outs, on you, and you come to the bat and you just put forth the best effort and you get those outcomes as we see in the movies, so to speak. Not to say that's how it was in the games, but certainly just a valiant effort by the squad, the boys baseball team and softball team, to be able to get those wins and again, have the opportunity to continue to participate in the MHSAA tournament.
Yeah. I mean, if they can keep that kind of effort up and both in school and in life, I think they'll be just fine.
Absolutely. Well, that's the goal and opportunity that comes along with being a student athlete, right? Principal Trawartha talked about SISU, that character development and resilience that it takes to hone and your craft and to continue to look and achieve goals, look to and achieve goals and develop new ones, the same as in the classroom. And so those are invaluable in life. And certainly that's why we cherish the participation and opportunity to participate, whether it be on the field, court, ice, or at the desk in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, hey, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Absolutely. As always, Sam, it's been great. It's been another, we talked about the length of the winter, But yet here we are, kind of the last Wednesday of our academic year, and it's gone by like a blink of an eye almost, right?
That's right. I honestly can't believe it.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe it's already summer. I feel like we kind of skipped spring in some ways.
The snow made us feel that way, right? For sure.
Maybe that's typical.
Yeah, it can be, right? And so, but again, where we're at today is why we're here. Enjoy what we have around us as far as the environment, the time together, and certainly what we can make the best out of with every little bit that we're given.
Yeah, that's all you can really do.
That's right.
All right. Well, this has been the Bulldog Bite right here on Mix 93.